Welcome to the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games on June 3rd, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Feel free to leave us a review on one of those platforms or email us at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today, we're going to have deep dives on Bryce Harper, Lane Thomas, and Kai Bush. But first, we're going to look at the leaderboards from the third. And first for top exit velocity is Vladimir Guerrero at 114.4 miles per hour. Ketel Marte is in second at 112.6. Gary Sanchez is in third at 111.8 miles per hour. Pete Alonso in fourth at 111.6. Byron Buxton in fifth at 111.4. Jose Abreu leads top distances for the day with a 446-foot bomb. Bobby Witt Jr. is in second with 443 feet. Kyle Schwarber in third, 435 feet. Pete Alonso in fourth, 433 feet. Kyle Schwarber again in fifth with 432 feet. Emmanuel Clase holds the number one spot for top pitch velocity at 100.8 miles per hour. Carlos Estevez is in second at 100.6. Emmanuel Clase again in third at 100.6. Carlos Estevez in fourth at 100.5. And Emmanuel Clase in fifth at 100.3 miles per hour. Shane Bieber has the most swing and misses on the night with a count of 23. And Logan Gilbert is in second with a count of 19. Gerrit Cole trails them in third with a count of 17. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Los Angeles Angels 10-0 in Philadelphia last night, where Bryce Harper went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs scored, bringing his average to .308 on the year. His OPS to .976. He had 3 hard hit balls last night. It's also important to know that Kyle Schwarber went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, 2 RBIs, and 1 walk. It's impressive that the Phillies did so well, especially after the announcement that Joe Girardi is fired as the manager for the Phillies. But to talk a little bit more about Bryce Harper, as you know, I've covered him recently on the podcast, and it's just hard not to. The guy has been crushing this year in the DH spot. In the last 10 games, he has 15 hits and 47 plate appearances. 3 of those are home runs. He has 7 runs scored, 9 RBIs, a walk rate of 8.5%, a K rate of 10.6%, averaging .349 those last 10 games, slugging .651 with a weighted on base average of .436 and a WRC plus of .179. In the 10 games before that, he was still very impressive. 17 hits and 44 plate appearances. 4 of those were home runs, 9 runs scored, 10 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, a walk rate slightly higher at 9.1%, a K rate higher at 18.2%. He was averaging .436, slugging .897 with a weighted on base average of .565 and a WRC plus of .265. Bryce Harper just continues to do Bryce Harper things at the plate this year. He's leading the league in the top 1% and expected weighted on base average. He's in the 94th percentile for hard hit percentage, 97th percentile for expected batting average, and 99th percentile for expected slugging. He's also in the 94th percentile for barrel rate, and he's in the top 4% of the league for weighted on base average. Through the 2022 season, he's batting .308 through 202 plate appearances with 12 home runs, 36 runs scored, 36 RBIs, 6 stolen bases, a walk rate of 7.4%, a K rate of 20.3%, slugging .615 with a weighted on base average of .409 and a WRC plus of .161. His WAR is sitting at 1.9 on the year. Obviously great statistics. Hopefully he gets healthy enough to start playing in the field once again for the Phillies. Moving on to Lane Thomas, who had a night last night in the Washington Nationals' 8-5 win over the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. Thomas ended up going 3-for-5 with 3 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs scored, bringing his average to .211 on the year, his OPS to .674. He had 3 hard hits on the night and was the WPA leader with plus +27.4. The 26-year-old outfielder has been struggling a little bit in the 2022 season, batting .211, like I mentioned, in 142 plate appearances. He has 6 home runs, 13 runs scored, 22 RBIs, a walk rate of 7%, K rate of 27.5%. He's slugging .406 with a weighted on base average of .292 and a WRC plus of .84. His WAR is sitting at a goose egg of 0. In the last 10 games, he hasn't been doing very hot. In 36 plate appearances, he has 6 hits, 2 of those are doubles, 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, 9 RBIs, a walk rate of 11.1%, a K rate of 27.8%, an average of .194, slugging .645, with a weighted on base average of .380 and a WRC plus of .142. And the 10 games before that was a little bit better of a story. In 33 plate appearances, he had 6 hits, One of those were triples. One of those were home runs. He had one run score with four RBIs, a walk rate of merely 3.0%, a K rate of 18.2%. Averaging 200, slugging 365, with a weighted on base average of 263 and a WRC plus of 65. Hopefully Thomas can turn it around for himself, and this game was a much needed spark for him to pick it up for a struggling Nationals team. I will say that he has an impressive chase rate, sitting in the 81st percentile of the league. He's also one of the fastest dudes in the league, sitting in the 92nd percentile. So we'll check back in with him again later in the season to see how he's doing. We're going to finish the podcast with a look at Kai Bush, a 22-year-old pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels AA affiliate team. He bats left, throws left, stands 6'6", 240 pounds, was taken in the 2021 June amateur draft in the second round, ninth pick, 45th overall pick. He's been having a heck of a season in AA for the Angels. Last night in the AA Rocket City's surprising 10-1 loss to Chattanooga, Bush was back in the zone, striking out six while allowing just two hits and one unearned run over six innings pitched. He was coming off a strong performance where he delivered his career best of nine strikeouts. Through his 2022 AA season, he has a win-loss record of 3-1 and nine games played, 46.1 innings pitched, an ERA of 2.91, ground ball rate of 49.2%, left on base percentage of 74.3%. Kai Bush looks promising, especially at this early stage of his career at the age of 22. I mean, standing 6'6", 240 pounds as a pitcher is a good thing. I wish I had more stats to dive into his pitch arsenal, but unfortunately it's not available. According to RotoWire, he is ranked 196 in terms of prospects in the league. He's the number four prospect for the Los Angeles Angels farm system. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend and subscribe to it. Leave us some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy baseball, have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.